swept sea. There's people like me, and then there's people like you. We don't see evil, they don't know what they do. Tiny and few. And when you're swept sea, there's people like me, and then there's people like you. We don't see.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
This is Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are, but you're not listening to just... Well, I'm Silas.
I'm Eli. We forgot to say our names last time, too.
Yeah. Maybe we should just do an anonymous show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, but...
Definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah. but it's not just us in the studio today. We have our trainees.
We have some very special guests.
Yeah.
The profile only has two mics right now, so I think they're going to have to lean in around yours.
You guys want to give a quick hello?
Hi, this is the voice of Meg Carlston, representative of the 914.
This is Max Kind. Hello, listeners, representing the 646.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really cool way to introduce yourself.
What are you representing?
The 802, baby. What about you? Okay.
213.
That's like not that catchy.
All right.
That's really bad.
But actually, my landline is 323. So
there's Eli, that. How are your arms feeling today?
Bad.
Are they?
Yeah.
Eli and I repped curls yesterday, one could say.
I should say for the first time in my life. Yeah.
We hit the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big day.
And it hit back.
As it tends to do. Yeah. As it is wont to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about the theme?
Yeah, sure. So this week we're bringing back, well, first time on Oz and Ends, but I had a show last year with my friend Maddie while Silas was abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with this theme called spiraling, which is when one of us sends the other a song. We listen to it and we're like, oh, that makes me think of this song.
Mm-hmm.
That person sends the other one back and we spiral basically until we have 45 to 55 minutes worth of material on a playlist.
Yeah. So we did that today. You were much quicker with your responses than
I've done it like 8 times.
It was agonizing for me, like trying to pick the perfect segue.
I was also at work, so I was like, I had nothing else to do.
Right, yeah. Right. And I was doing work.
Cool. Sorry.
The first song that we heard was your pick, actually. So
yeah, this was One Life to Leave by Outhud, I'm assuming. I don't know much about it. I don't even know who showed it to me, but I was going through my to-do playlist, and that whole album was on there. This was the only one I had liked, and I was like, yeah, I remember this one.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
And you know, branching off from there, mm-hmm. I thought that the kind of the beat, the bounciness, mm-hmm. it screamed Jaipal to me.
Yeah.
And it didn't scream any song in particular, so I just picked the one that I thought I was going to want to hear tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do next. It's Jasmine.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. That was so impulsive.
We couldn't decide if we were going to talk between every song, but I think we should because there's kind of a story of the way that we put this together.
Yeah, it does kind of make sense.
So I heard that song and I was like, that sounds like Toro y Moi. Mm-hmm. I've gotten so much better at French since we started doing this show because I used to say Toro y Moi. So that just shows how fluent I am, for lack of a better term.
Bilingual you are.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was... I'm not going there,
Et
but...
moi.
All right.
Avec moi.
Anyway, I knew that what I was going to put was a Toro y Moi song, but I couldn't land on one. I listened to... Mm-hmm. Have you heard their album that they have with Kwangbin? They have like a live album.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I was going to do something off of there, and then I was like, oh, we'll get to Kwangbin at some point. So I found that they just released, I think on August 25th, this new EP, and it's like pretty acoustic and like stripped back vocals, which is very different than a lot of the stuff that they've put out.
I was going to say, when you added this, or when you sent this in response to me, at first I thought, oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
You totally see that transition.
Yeah.
And then you picked the least, like...
Yeah.
That kind of, the least Jai Paul Toro y Moi song you could have.
And
I
that was
that sentence.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of wanted to gear this in a different direction so we weren't cycling through a bunch of similar artists and,
for
you
sure.
know, trying to get us to whatever will come next.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on with it. This is Back Then by Toro y Moi.
I didn't tell anyone I was coming home, and I stayed for 3 months. Spent the summer in South Carolina, doing what I want. Clouds as tall as mountains, it was humid as can be. Carolina sun was burning up everything. Carolina sun was burning up everything. Tell anyone I was coming home, and I stayed for 3 months. Spent the summer in South Carolina, doing what I want. Clouds as tall as mountains, it was humid as can be. Carolina sun was burning up everything. Carolina sun was burning up everything.
Everything.
On with it.
The guitar in that, I'll keep it simple, the guitar in that just reminded me of a Built to Spill song called Dystopian Dream Girl. I was really into the song while I was abroad. I was really angsty on my walks to school.
Yeah.
And I would just like play angsty music. We have more of that coming up.
Yeah, we do.
But this was one of my most listened to during that period. So yeah.
Should we check it out?
I guess so.
Okay, they talked about David Bowie in that song, so I chose a David Bowie song. So I chose the alternative Gouster mix.
Gouster.
I don't know. All right.
Cool. Let's just do it. Thank you.
So when you're down,
nobody
but sometimes pushing it sometimes
it
up there, up there. I'm a dog,
no,
I'm a dog.
That, when I heard it, I thought, that's a Krungbin song, because they have a cover of it.
David Bowie covered a Krungbin song?
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
So that was my first time hearing the original.
I mean, I don't think it's a pop. Is it? Do you think it's popular? Wait.
As a song?
Yeah, over under on, hold on, there's seven discs on the, over under on 3 million streams.
Oh, I'm going to go under, I think.
Yeah.
Because this is also an alternative mix.
2.3 million. Disc 4 of literally 9 discs on this, whatever this Spotify collection is. That's nuts.
I'm trying to look up.
About 7.5 hours of David Bowie between the years of 74 and 76.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I could do it.
I couldn't do that in 6 hours. Stupid joke. It was a really bad joke. All right.
And anyways, so that was the only thing that I thought of when I heard that song.
Yeah.
But I thought, I can't just play the cover of that because it sounds very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just if Krungbin did that.
Yeah.
Same melody.
Yeah.
You can know what that sounds like. So I chose a different Krungbin cover. This is their cover.
You chose two. Or one of them's cover. Continue. Sorry.
You're claiming my time. No way. Oh, you muted yourself. So this is their cover of Blind Man Can See It by James Brown. And then it's going to flow right into, because it's off of a live album, they flow really nicely into Bin Bin, which I think is a cover. Don't quote me on that. I don't know that for sure.
I feel like it has to do with the band's name, but maybe I'm wrong.
Wow. Eli just blew my mind. Also,
that's that I've never heard it.
Stubbs?
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's, no, I don't.
That's named after the barbecue sauce.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the Stubbs Arena or something.
That's awesome.
By the barbecue sauce.
In Houston? Is that where that was?
Yeah.
Arlington, something like that?
I'm losing it, man.
Here at Stubbs, thank you Stubbs for having us. Thank y'all for for coming to see us. And I'm so glad we're here. I'm so glad it's hot and it's sweaty and I'm, you know, I'm just like, woo! And we are Krungbin from Houston, Texas, and we gonna keep this thing going. So,
all right.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common?
Germs.
Ding, ding, ding. They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything.
They also make a noise when you touch them.
But you can take a few important steps to... Restroom? But you can take a few steps, important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. That's capitalized for some reason. Oh, for more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Oh. Cool.
So, I'm getting my flu shot on Wednesday.
Oh, I should do that. Yeah. Are they doing a clinic here?
Yeah, 51-1 throat.
Cool.
Flu and COVID booster.
Yeah.
All in one day.
I should get both of those.
The same arm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess that's much better than both arms.
Yeah.
Both in both arms. Well, then you can use one arm. If otherwise, you're out of the commission entirely.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd have to call out a class.
Call out to your professor. Ring, ring. Cool. Yeah.
So.
You have nothing to say. There's nothing else. You finished your point.
Oh man. My mom said that we're cutting out.
Awesome.
Other
what?
Listeners, let us know if that's also happening to you or if it's just a Mary Conlon problem. Sorry, Mom. I'm not saying anything interesting. Not today.
No. Let's just get this over with. Next is In Time by Sly and the Family Stone. That last song reminded me a little bit of, I'm not even going to remember the one that it's,
the like famous one on this album.
No, not even on this album.
Oh.
I'm not going to try to do it because I'll kill time. Mm-hmm. But a song that I performed in my choir.
Really?
Yeah.
A Sly and the Family Stone song?
Yeah, at the LA Marathon. So.
At the LA Marathon?
Like next to it, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this.
water. And there's a record in the mind of a quitter. And time is gonna get bitter. He don't give a heck or is he blind and making litter. And time
about time
gonna need a babysitter.
So good thing.
Sorry.
Good thing we have nothing interesting to say today, because apparently it's not just a Mary Conlon problem. Apparently our audio is cutting out. Apologies for that.
Yeah.
But you're not missing. I shouldn't say that. We're actually.
We're killing it.
We're having a good show.
We're laughing.
Off of that.
Our song, trainees are not so much laughing. Now they have to. Okay.
Off of that song, I couldn't really think of much. I just thought, funky, groovy, let's keep it going. I wanted to hear this song anyways. And there was... Oh, I was thinking about playing this off of the David Bowie song,
mm-hmm.
but I decided to not play it, so I decided to play it here.
Cool yeah.
Cat Queen. Shout out NS for showing me this.
Cool.
All the sunshine.
Okay.
That was in an ad, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'd never really heard it, though. I think I have, but, like, not really.
It's a nice one.
I had two options from there. I had a Stevie Wonder song that I've played probably four times on WMFO over the last year and a half, Power Flower. Uh-huh. But then I was, you know, I said, you know what, this reminds me of a Blur song, Ghost Ship, especially, like, the last refrain that was just happening. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you went with that one.
I went with that one. No, I actually put them both. You chose this one.
We've been lying in the funk for a while.
Yeah.
We can climb out.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that.
Let's ascend from the funk into...
Not that funk is a descent.
No, no. But
arguably,
like... Let's... Okay.
We're ascending right now.
Let's step away.
Yes.
To the side. Maybe even descend. Yeah, like you said. Sorry.
Climbing down a ghostly wine in a battery.
Yeah. All right.
It was so hard for me going off of that song to not just play like a Gorillaz song or
yeah.
something, because it's Damon Albarn's
yeah.
voice.
Yeah.
Because that's all I could think of.
Yeah.
But instead I chose an Arcade Fire song, Modern Man. The like melody reminded me of it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really not that related, but
I like the song though.
It's a good song.
I listened to it very quietly while I was watching The Golden Bachelor.
So that's the
like
kind of
this.
Care you put into my...
I don't know. I sent you a song and you said, I'm going to class now. So I think that's a fair one to one. All right, we should get on with it. We're going to have to cut the last song, I think. No. But all right.
Something don't
This has been Odds and Ends. I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. See you next week.
Let's hear like a little bit of Wilco for the next 90 seconds.